Welcome to the Bench Squad Podcast, your inside look into our beloved fantasy football team where we discuss anything and everything football. It's a whole lot of talking and a bunch of BS. It's the Bench Squad.
You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box, okay?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Yeah, sit down. Be humble.
No brainer, no brainer.
Sit down.
No, no, no.
Be humble.
God, it's not over.
Sit down.
Have some fun and don't worry about winning. Let the chips fall when they fall.
Welcome to the Bench Squad Podcast with Robin, Jonathan, and Brian. Welcome to the 2019 season. Boys, are you ready? All right. Just to start off the season with a little bit of preseason action, we did our draft a couple days ago. And we went through all the teams, and we made our own ranking, shared them, came up with a consensus ranking. So we'll share that with you today. Anything you guys want to start off with before we get into the rankings, you guys?
Well, all of the teams are, like, super close, honestly. I feel like, especially since the beginning of our fantasy football league, we've definitely gotten a ton better. So all the teams are basically really close. And in-season management is obviously the most important thing. But, yeah, these are our rankings for now.
Yeah, I would say just what Brian said at the end. In-season management is the most important thing. Leagues are won in, like, week five, not week zero. So here we go. Let's go.
All right, so we'll go from number 10 to number 1. We'll start off with the lowly but humble number 10. You can only go up from here. We have in 10th place, Paul Wu.
Oh, gosh.
Honestly, yeah, I feel so bad that he's here because, honestly, like, he's won our league actually a good amount of times. But, yeah, he's here at 10th for now.
And I actually have Paul way higher than both of you do. I've got Paul at sixth. And I honestly almost had him at third. I really like Kamara. I really like I'm a big Josh Jacobs believer. He's got Juju and Stephon Diggs. I think he could be a really good team. He just has a couple of big holes. And so he dropped to six for me. But y'all have him at 9 and 10, so.
Yeah, so I have Paul at 10th, and I guess just a little analysis on why I'm not too sold on Josh Jacobs. I think Oakland is going to be a problem team this year, as in they're not going to be very good, especially in comparison to the rest of their division, which has like the Chiefs and the Chargers. And I think his wide receivers are a little risky too. Sterling Shepard, I'm not sure if he's really going to be good for a bad Giants team. Stephon Diggs, I've never really been too high on because I feel like he's pretty injury prone. Juju's probably going to be really great, of course, but also Hunter Henry hasn't played a game in like 2 years, and obviously LA Chargers is a really good situation, but we really don't know what his like role or how he's actually condition wise feeling. And so yeah, I think these sort of things. Oh, actually, and I'm not sold at Deshaun Watson at all. I feel like most owners are really high on Deshaun Watson, but this guy has taken the most hits out of any quarterback since he's been in the league, and his offensive line even got worse. I'm kind of scared about Deshaun Watson. Obviously, he's a great player, but the injury concern is really real for me.
Yeah, I think overall, Paul has a fine team. My concern was the depth. If you're looking at running backs, he has Alvin Kamara and Josh Jacobs as his 1 and 2. And he has Sterling Shepard in his flex, which means that, I don't know, seeing Sterling Shepard there isn't really very promising for me. And let's say Josh Jacobs does bust, then who does he have? He has Nyheim Hines and Giovanni Bernard, who I, you know, wouldn't say are strong candidates for an RB2 spot.
That's very true.
Yeah, and like you said, Stephon Diggs, injury prone. But also, he's the way I see it on the Minnesota Vikings, he's more of a flyer with Adam Thielen being the more he'll be getting most of the targets. But yeah, like you said, Juju with Antonio Brown gone, he's going to be a very strong prospect there. So I didn't want to put him on 10th because I'm really expecting a lot from Juju this year. and Alvin. But yeah, overall, I was just not feeling too strong about the depth.
For sure.
Cool.
All right. Moving on to, we actually have a three-way tie for seventh. We're jumping from 10th to 7th. But we'll, in no particular order, we'll start with the next team, Steve, who is tied for 7th. Let's see. His team consists of, we should have done this with Paul's team. Let me just go through Paul's team, just his starting lineup real quick. Deshaun Watson as his quarterback, Alvin Kamara, Josh Jacobs as his running backs, Juju Smith-Schuster, Stephon Diggs, and Sterling Shepard as the wide receivers and the flex, Hunter Henry in the tight end position, the Bills defense, and Stephen Gaskowski as a kicker. Brian, you want to name off Steve's team?
Sure thing. So he's got Mitch Trubisky as his QB currently. He's got Zeke Elliott at Dallas, at running back, as well as Chris Carson and Joe Mixon. I guess Zeke is currently in Cabo, not Dallas. But his wide receivers are Galladay and Edelman. His tight end is Evan Ingram, Vikings defense, and Will Lutz as his kicker.
Actually, Zeke, I think I heard something that Zeke is actually back in Dallas, not in practice. I got a notification on my fantasy app an hour ago, saying that Zeke is did receive a contract, which would place him as the second highest paid running back in the league.
Oh shoot! Right behind Todd Gurley.
I believe so. They were comparing him to Todd Gurley and Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. But Le'Veon has a very low guaranteed contract. The numbers aren't out yet, but it seems like Zeke is going to get the money that he wants, which actually would put Steve a lot higher in my rankings. But what do you guys think overall?
I would agree with that. I think last year, I mean, Steve's team scared me because of, you know, last year was the year that I basically didn't have all three of my first picks because of, you know, ACL injury, whatever. And then Le'Veon Bell was my number two pick overall. But I think with Zeke back, if that is the case, then that would actually put Steve's team higher on my rankings for me. I think Steve's team could really, really surprise and end up winning the whole thing this year if Trubisky develops, you know, how the Bears want him to. I think he's got a really good running back core if Zeke is back. I don't think that Rashad Penny's going to be much of a vulture for Chris Carson this year. I think they really want to showcase Carson. And then with Edelman and Galladay, I think he's got some solid wide receivers. I don't see Galladay being anything flashy, but Edelman somehow always, with Tom Brady, you know, just defy time and do well every year. So I think Zeke coming back, Steve, I think that might have pushed you out of this three-way tie, but too late.
I mean, I guess Zeke hasn't officially accepted it, right? But I guess chances are very likely that Zeke will, which is a little sad for me because I took David Johnson at 4 because I was a little worried about Zeke's situation. But Zeke coming back would definitely bring Steve's ranking a little bit higher, but for me, honestly, not too much, because I felt like Steve's team actually has a ton of depth at running back position. Probably if that was due to strategy, because he wasn't sure if Zeke was going to play, I think that's a good strategy. He's still got James White, who's super solid, Chris Carson, who I think is going to be really good, Joe Mixon, who I'm a little bit more questionable on, because he's on a Bengals team that should be really bad this year.
So bad.
So I'm a little worried about Joe Mixon, but I think overall his running back core is really solid. I really like Evan Ingram too at tight end, especially with OBJ being gone, Sterling Shepard being injured, and who's the other one? Golden Tate being suspended on the Giants.
Yeah.
So honestly, they really don't have much to pass to except for Saquon and Evan Ingram. So I think Evan Ingram's a good bet. I've always been really low on Julian Edelman. I feel like he's one of those players whose reputation has always been super far ahead of his fantasy value. Obviously, he's a really good real-life player, but especially since we play in a standard league. And Julian Edelman has never finished, I think it was better than 18th as wide receiver in a season. And so I think Julian Edelman is not as a sure thing as people think. But, yeah, overall, this team is not bad.
Yeah, I think Julian Edelman could possibly get a little bit of a bump up, I think, with Josh Gordon being there. I think that'll just kind of alleviate some of the pressure off of him. So I see what you're saying with Julian Edelman not being that fantasy relevant as one might expect. But yeah, I can see a little bit of a bump for him. Joe Mixon, I can see him getting some more work with AJ Green being gone, right?
For sure.
So yeah, just overall, not. I think there are a lot of prospects. I think, like we said, Zeke brings him up a lot. Trubisky, as much as I love the guy, I don't know really how it's going to be. It's his second year with Nagy. Hoping that the Bears offense will progress and will just keep advancing. But if that doesn't happen, then Trubisky could be potentially a bust in fantasy.
Yeah, we're all hoping that Trubisky does well.
Ooh, go Bears.
Yeah, honestly, if Steve's team wins, it's gonna be because Trubisky was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'd be so okay with that.
I'm down.
So I'm down on, and we'll come back to this too, but some other players too. I think, like, if your team does really well, it'll be because the Bears are good, and, you know, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, moving on to I guess another team tied for seventh would be Andrew Chang Koi Choi. His team, Johnny, do you have him up?
Yeah, give me one sec. All right, here's what we got for Chani's team. One, thanks for the shout out, Chani, for Justin Jackson. You know, that guy.
Classic team name.
So, Chani, at quarterback, he's got Drew Brees. At running back, he's got Todd Gurley, Mark Ingram. His wide receiver core right now, the flex is also a wide receiver. He's got Dante Moncrief, Davante Adams, and then Dante Pettis. He's got Zach Ertz at tight end, Saints defense, Robbie Gould at kicker.
Yeah, just one other player to mention. He does have Melvin Gordon on his bench, who is still holding out as well. But just from what I've been hearing, it could be he. The chances of him being out the first game are still pretty high, it seems like.
Yep. Chani is really wishing that he actually had Justin Jackson on his team right now. It's his name, but he doesn't actually have him. You would love to have him right now if you have Melvin Gordon on your bench.
Right. Brian, sure. Yeah, any thoughts on Chang Koi's team?
Yeah, so the other two here had Chang Koi pretty low. But I actually had him in my top three rosters, and a little bit because this is sort of the kind of team that I wish I had the balls to do, because I think it'd just be so fun, but it's also just so risky. For what it's worth, I think Todd Gurley is going to be fine. He'll probably have a less workload, but I think he's a for sure top 10 running back at the very least. He's got a lot of tays at his wide receiver position. Davante Adams, I think, will be super good. Dante Pettis, I think, should be good, pending Jimmy Garoppolo's health and just condition in general. I think Zach Ertz was a real steal for Chang Koi here. I think he got him in, like, the fifth round, and that's a very solid spot for Zach Ertz, who's just in a tight end position that's kind of scarce. He got a good one, very solid player. I really do like Amari Cooper and Jimmy Graham on Chang Koi's bench. Amari Cooper is obviously always just the you never know when to start him kind of player, but I feel like that should be a little bit less so in Dallas. He obviously finished the season really well last year with Dallas. And Jimmy Graham was, he was outside the top 10 tight ends last year, but he only scored 2 touchdowns. And Aaron Rodgers only threw for 25 touchdowns last year. I feel like both should go up. And so I think Jimmy Graham's a fine pick at tight end as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at Andy's bench as well. Like I said, Melvin Gordon, if he's back, then he's a surefire guy. Amari Cooper, especially with Dak just fighting for more money. I think Dak's going to show up this year. And if so, then Amari Cooper would benefit from that a lot. D.V. Westbrook has been in a lot of conversation lately, just as a very high-end flex option. So I think I'll be on the lookout for him.
Oh, yeah, they got Nick Foles now. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I've got Chinese team last, and really... and
it's because of the name.
It's because of the name. No, but really, I think it's because, like you said, Brian, like, this team is really boom or bust. He's got a lot. I mean, his running backs could be two of the top five running backs in the league this year.
For sure.
But they could also, in my, like, seriously, in my opinion, be, you know, barely in the top 15, 20 running backs too. And I think Drew Brees, again, could he be a top five quarterback again? Yeah, he could. Could he drop and really fall out of, you know, top 10 quarterback because of age attrition? I think that's a possibility this year too. Both Dantes. Yeah, like, I feel like I could just say the same thing for all of his players, minus Zach Ertz and Davante Adams. Like, both Dantes could be really great. Dante Moncrief could be this year's Juju behind Juju as a number two receiver in Pittsburgh. Pettis had a couple of really good weeks with Jimmy G last year. Can he do that for 16 weeks? Maybe. But I think all the uncertainty just kind of, like, you know, everybody on his team feels 50-50 to me, even with D.D. Westbrook, Melvin Gordon, all those guys on the bench. Like, everybody just feels like an uncertainty right now. And so that's kind of where I fell with Chinese team.
Yeah, you can't expect everyone to do well, but you're also not expecting everyone to bust. So I think we put him in a pretty good spot for now. Moving on to the third person tied at seven is Joe Ha. He's got Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback, Devontae Freeman and Philip Lindsay as his quarterback, or his running backs. Michael Thomas, Tyler Lockett as his wide receivers, with Jarvis Landry as his flex, Travis Kelce in the tight end spot, the Bears defense, and Kymie Fairburn for his kicker.
That's good.
Nice try.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
I'm just trying to get the pronunciation correct.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at his team, it looks like he has some big players. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, probably the number one quarterback that everyone's expecting to do as well as last year. One thing to notice, I know defenses aren't that big always, but the Bears defense, just based off of what they were doing last year and with the new defensive coordinator, I think the Bears defense could rack up a lot of points for Joe. Michael Thomas as receiver, I know, Joni, that you said that Drew Brees might see some regression this year, which would assume that Michael Thomas may as well. But I think Michael Thomas still very strong wide receiver one of the top. And then Jarvis Landry, when Joe picked him up, I think, I forgot which round, but it was right before I wanted to pick him up. And I think Jarvis
Landry got him in the seventh.
Yeah, and Jarvis Landry was I think is definitely has the opportunity to do really well with Mayfield.
Yeah, I would agree with a lot of what you said. I do think Patrick Mahomes is going to come down to earth a little bit this year. And, you know, some people are expecting, like, Damian Williams to just kind of fit right in and be a fan, you know, be really productive because of how productive the offense is. I think they're going to feel the loss of Kareem Hunt a little bit more than a lot of people think. I think the Chiefs are just going to come back to earth a little. And so Mahomes felt like, I don't know, just kind of, I was uncertain about him. Devontae Freeman and Philip Lindsay. I actually feel very, very iffy about these two running backs. I don't think either of their jobs are super secure. And I think both of them, you know, while they've gotten a lot of touches, have been really, really inefficient with those touches. And so they've been saved by, like, you know, getting 15 touches a game and getting a touchdown. But I think that we could potentially see both of these running backs lose their starting job by the end of the season. Jarvis Landry, you guys know I'm big on OBJ, obviously. Gave me a lot of crap for it already. I really think that Jarvis Landry is going to take a big back seat to OBJ this year. A great flex option, but I don't think he's going to be, you know, any like huge star. And then, like you said, Michael Thomas, some attrition and regression with Drew Brees. And then Kelsey, honestly, is like the surest thing in fantasy football. I mean, he's going to be a top three tight end, and what that's going to look like is he's going to put up wide receiver numbers. And so that's kind of the saving grace on this team, I think.
Yeah, so the other two here with me had them at 10th and 9th, respectively. And for the second straight team, I have Joe a lot higher than my my co-analyst here. I have Joe at 2nd. And I swear I'm not trolling in my ranking, I swear. But first on the downsides of the team, like Joni, I do agree Patrick Mahomes is going to regress. He had a 50 touchdown season last season. That's only been done 4 times, and that company is just absurd. So Patrick Mahomes will definitely not be as good as he was last year. Well, I still think he's like a top 5 player, of course. Like, he's going to be a top 5 quarterback, I believe. But the 50 touchdowns, probably not again. Jarvis Landry was not even a top 20 wide receiver. Once again, we're not in PPR, we're in standard. And he was the number one wide receiver last year for Cleveland, and he wasn't even a top 20 wide receiver. I think with OBJ, with Nick Chubb's hopeful resurgence, I think Jarvis Landry could see even a further slide as a receiver. Obviously, really good real-life player. A fantasy player, I'm not sure as much. But also the Bears defense. Obviously, I'm a huge Bears fan, but I'm sorry. The number one fantasy defense has never repeated as number one. And Joe used, I think it was like an 8th round pick on the Bears defense. That's a little way too early. I think the Bears defense definitely has a good chance of repeating as the number one defense. But everyone said that last year about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
you know, and things always change for defenses. There's too many moving parts.
And even if they are good again, there's no way they're putting up 13 points a game again. Yeah. You know, like, it's just,
for sure.
Improbable. Mm-hmm.
But to go a little bit on the pluses, because I did have his team 2nd, I actually am a really big fan of Devontae Freeman. And sort of on Philip Lindsay, I just think his team is solid from top to bottom. Devontae Freeman, I think last year he obviously got hurt for a long time, but if he is healthy, I think he's a solid running back. Philip Lindsay as well. Michael Thomas and Tyler Lockett. I'm excited about Tyler Lockett's hopefully enlarged role on Seattle. I also think Seattle runs less because their defense just lost so many players. I think they'll have to pass more, and I think Tyler Lockett could be a big part of that.
One thing I did want to mention on this team, kind of unconventional, just like Joe's 8th round defense pick. He has Pat Mahomes as his starting QB, and also Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger on his bench.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that really played into kind of like the lower ranking for me, just like for Paul's team, is kind of the lack of depth in every other position. Maybe he was just trying to take some players away from us. But I think he could have kind of stocked up just a little bit, just in case, you know, his team isn't. All his players aren't really like guaranteed players.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You never need 3 quarterbacks. But I figure like while the season or even before the season, one of them will probably get dropped at least. Probably Big Ben. I don't know.
All right, let's move on to the next team. In 6th place, we have Tim Kim's team. Brian, do you have this team up?
Yeah. So he's got a. Lamar Jackson at quarterback, recently acquired through free agency. He's got Le'Veon Bell at running back, Leonard Fournette, and Aaron Jones as well. Julio Jones and Keenan Allen as his receivers. Vance McDonald, who had a farm at tight end. Ravens defense, and Harrison Butker.
Yeah, Joni, what do you think about Tim's team?
Yeah. I feel like I've said this about a few people now. which makes me think maybe I'm just questioning all the running backs this year. but I'm very skeptical of his running back core too.
No, I am too. I am really skeptical.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell, Leonard Fournette, Aaron Jones. I think for two seasons now, we've been saying that Aaron Jones was supposed to, you know, kind of take over as the workhorse and really make something happen with that role in Green Bay. And, you know, last year he finished as the 23rd highest scoring running back. I think he missed a couple of weeks at the end and beginning for injury or whatnot. But I just don't see him making that jump. I think the Packers are kind of on a downside, and I know they're trying to save it by, you know, changing their coach and all that. But I kind of feel like the Packers are on their way out as a team in general, and so that doesn't speak well for Jones. Fournette and Bell, I mean, Le'Veon Bell is just, you know, he's been drama, and he's on a really, you know, mediocre Jets team. They could be better. They could be a, you know, low-end playoff team potentially. But, you know, I just don't believe in any of those three. Lamar Jackson is unproven. I don't feel confident about him as the quarterback in Baltimore. I think the Ravens are going to suck this year. And then Keenan Allen is always injured. Is good when he's in. Julio Jones, one of the surest wide receivers, but again, kind of prone to injury. So up and down, I think, like, he's got, like, one of those three running backs is going to have a season that makes me say, like, man, I wish I drafted them. And Julio Jones and Keenan Allen will probably have good seasons, but I just don't see this team, like, nothing pops out at me as, like, wow, this person was a steal. This player is going to be, like, a game changer or whatever. So,
yeah, for
actually,
sure.
I actually like his bench better than his starting lineup, I think. Like, he's got some stashaways on his bench that I'm like, huh, these are some interesting, like, bench options that could play big by the end of the season. So it's kind of what put him higher for me.
Yeah, me and Jones had Tim at the same spot at number 8, and so maybe Robin will be able to elaborate on why he likes Tim's team a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like Julio Jones a lot, actually. Kind of talking about Devonta Freeman as well, but I think the Falcons team is just going to be really good this year. Obviously, last year their defense was decimated by injuries, and this year, actually, very unique stat. The Falcons will play 13 out of their 16 games in a dome. And Matt Ryan has always been weirdly good in dome games. I don't know. That's an interesting stat. But yeah, his running backs and his QB, I'm also very iffy on. Aaron Jones, I just feel like there's a reason why recently Green Bay running backs haven't been very good, and that's just because Aaron Rodgers likes to throw at the end zone. And he's really good at it. You know, he barely turns the ball over. He likes throwing it. Leonard Fournette, very injury prone. I think he's one of the few players which I'm very willing to bet he'll never play a full season ever, which is a little bit, I don't want to harp on the guy, but I think that's seriously one thing that I'm very banking on. I would not bet on him playing a full season. Le'Veon Bell, obviously, he's a huge talent, but there's a lot of question marks. He hasn't played in over a year. The team's not great. I think he'll be solid. Nothing spectacular, though. And Lamar Jackson, this is the kind of opposite thing of what I've been saying, but he's a very good fantasy quarterback. I'm not sure he's a very good real-life quarterback, but with quarterbacks who run, you know, you just get a lot of points just because they're running. So I'm not sure about Lamar Jackson, but he's definitely better than the QB he had last time, which was Jimmy G. So, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I guess I have to defend myself now. just looking at my rankings, 2 is very high for Tim, for Tim's team, and that really saved him from being in the 8th spot. But yeah, just looking at his starting lineup, I just felt that I know you said, like, Leonard Fournette is probably not going to play the whole season, that he's going to be out a few weeks. I actually had Aaron Jones on the come up this year with Aaron Rodgers being healthy again. I know he didn't play, but the preseason because of, like, some back issues, but I think that was just because he didn't want to play in the preseason. And so I think with Aaron Rodgers being back, I do have concerns with just their overall team chemistry, but with Aaron Rodgers being back, I think Aaron Jones is going to see a little bit more work, and it would open up the field for him a little bit just because Aaron Rodgers will be the one throwing the ball. Julio Jones is like you said, is I like Julio Jones, and also he has Calvin Ridley on there. I think at one point he could start both of them, or put Calvin Ridley in the flex. And with Keenan Allen, if Melvin Gordon is out beginning of the season, I can see him getting a lot more work. I think overall, just looking at his team again, I would say that he might have a very strong beginning of the season, but I would advise maybe looking at some trade options and waiver pickups throughout the season to kind of keep him sustained.
For sure.
Cool.
Sweet.
In number five, we have Joni's team. Joni, do you want to name yours?
Yeah. Let's look at my team real quick. Honestly, after the draft, I was so distracted. I was like babysitting Tyus at the time.
Your analyst?
And I was like, yeah, my analyst. I was like, and I was just yelling at him. I was like, dude, my team sucks. Why would you tell me to get that? But then honestly, afterward, I looked at it again, and I kind of felt better about it. Yeah, well, here we go. So quarterback, I've got Kyler Murray and Matt Ryan. Either could start any week. Running backs, I've got James Conner and Derrick Henry. In my flex, I have Mike Williams. My two wide receivers here are OBJ, Cooper Kupp. Tight end, I have George Kittle. Rams defense, and then Justin Tucker as my kicker. I'll let you guys start, so then you can, you know, tell me what you think about my team, and then
yeah, I think just with Kyler Murray being a rookie quarterback, I think there's a lot of hype for him. But it's not a guaranteed. But I like that you have Matt Ryan in there as your backup quarterback. Having Matt Ryan as your backup quarterback, I think, is a very solid pick. Your running backs, I wasn't a big fan of, but that's why I had you a little bit lower. But I do like your wide receiver core, especially OBJ this year on the Browns. I think he's going to see a lot of work, and he's going to be targeted a lot in the end zone as well. So I really think OBJ can do a lot of work for you this season.
I think us three were all very consistent about your ranking, Jones. We had 6, 6, and 5. And like I've been talking about earlier, Matt Ryan is one of my big. I like love Matt Ryan this year. It's like sort of a, like he was sort of a subtle last year in that he was a top quarterback. He was number two in our league, and with playing 13 games in a dome this year, I feel like Matt Ryan is a huge player. And obviously Kyler Murray has a lot of upside. I'm hoping he does well because I have David Johnson, so I'm hoping Kyler Murray does well. Yeah, my concerns were mostly with a. Derrick Henry and OBJ, actually, and Cooper Kupp. Derrick Henry, man, I owned him all last year, and I actually tried to trade him away, and I told the person, I forgot who it was, but I was like, I always lose my trade. So I'm telling you, if I trade you Derrick Henry, Derrick Henry's going to pop off. He didn't take the trade, and I dropped Derrick Henry, and next week he had his huge game against Jacksonville. And so I'm sort of banking on the fact that it was my trade that made Derrick Henry go off, not the player. No, I'm just kidding. I think Derrick Henry is a good player. We'll see what happens. OBJ, I'm actually a little bit concerned because he has not, surprisingly, had a fully healthy season yet in his career, which is a little bit crazy to me. But he's obviously amazing when he's on the field, and he has a better quarterback, a better situation in general. I think he'll be a good player. Mike Williams, too, very high upside, especially since their number two receiver, I think it was like Tywell Williams, is gone. That opens up even more targets for him. Cooper Kupp, I'm a little concerned about because he's coming off an ACL injury, but he's obviously a really good player if he's fully healthy. Yeah, good team.
Yeah, I think with my team, I agree with you. I think most weeks Matt Ryan is going to start over Kyler Murray unless there's like a really bad matchup or whatever. I feel great about James Conner. I'm excited to see his repeat performance, and I think the Steelers are going to be, you know, they're going to be the Steelers. They're not going to win the Super Bowl, but they're going to do it in all ways on offense, and so I think I'm very intrigued to see James Conner. I agree. I'm not super high on Derrick Henry. You know, he was a great talent coming out of Alabama, like out of college, and hasn't really shown it yet in the NFL. And the Titans, you know, are marginally better, but they're not good. So we'll see. I'm hoping that, you know, that we have more of those 47-point weeks and fewer of those and fewer of the 3-point weeks. Mike Williams, I'm super excited about. I think one of the frustrations I've had Keenan Allen a couple of times on my team, frustrations with Keenan Allen are injuries. And then when he's healthy, he tends to get, you know, double teamed a lot. And I think that opens up a lot for the number two receiver, with the Chargers. And so I'm excited to see what Mike Williams does in the flex for me. I understand the concern with injury with OBJ. Even right now, he's kind of injured in the preseason. I really think that OBJ has a legitimate shot at being the number one wide receiver this year, though, which is why I, you know, took him with the 10th pick. Yeah, I think he's just got massive talent. He has not been happy with the Giants ever. And so now with a situation where he's happy and excited, and honestly, I feel like he and Baker Mayfield are kind of like, you know,
two divas together.
Yeah, you know, they're just like really arrogant divas together. And I think that works when it comes to football sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're both going to have big years. Cooper Kupp, I think, will be the number one Rams receiver at the end of the year. George Kittle, I think, will be a top three tight end. And so I was excited to get him as well. And so, yeah, I think overall I'm pretty excited about my team. And I've got a couple stashaways on the bench that I think could end up playing a big role and that I'm excited to see about. So.
For sure. Yeah, I really like Damian Harris on your bench. Yeah. Sony Michel gets hurt a lot. So, yeah, could be a good pickup.
Yeah. Damian Harris, Will Fuller. I mean, I've been on Will Fuller for like 3 years in a row, but it's got to happen at some point, right?
Yeah, but I actually like Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I was keeping an eye out for him last year, and especially with Aaron Rodgers being back, I think that he's going to be seeing a lot more work as the number two, I believe. And so I'm keeping an eye out for him. I think he might be seeing your starting probably a flex position sometime mid-season.
Yeah.
Awesome. And next in fourth place should be first, but it's my team. All right.
Like your new name.
Yeah. I went with, I'll name my team off first. Jared Goff in the quarterback position, Saquon Barkley, Kerryon Johnson in the running back position with David Montgomery in the flex, Antonio Brown and Alshon Jeffrey as my wide receivers, Eric Ebron as my tight end, the Patriots defense, and Adam Vinatieri as my kicker. And my team name is Cantonio Helmet. Or like Cantonio Helmet.
I like it.
Very present.
I think there was a report with him being back on the practice field with a new helmet on, but I think he's still trying to make some.
He just filed a second grievance to the NFL to get his old helmet back. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. But I think it's a good sign to see that I think he will be playing even without his favorite helmet on. But yeah, what do you guys think about my team?
Yeah, I'll start with your team. Unless Brian really wants to.
I think
honestly you might have, I think you're tied for my favorite running back squad. You know, you've got your really, really solid, for sure, is going to be a top five running back in Saquon. Kerryon Johnson, I think, is going to see a big growth this year with the Lions. Even though they're not going to be that good, I think he's going to be, just see a lot of progression. And then Montgomery, I was kind of pissed. I was looking out for David Montgomery. You took him earlier than I would have.
We all were.
Yeah, you took him earlier than I would have. So, you know, it's fine that you got him, but. I do think that by the end of this season, he could be a solid, you know, maybe not even a solid flex, a solid running back too. And so you could have potentially three starting running backs in your squad. And so that's honestly what got me excited about your team. Antonio Brown obviously is super talented. His feet have been kind of freaking me out. Have you seen pictures of those?
No, I haven't seen any pictures, but I heard.
oh, they're disgusting. Like, can he cut the way he does on those feet? I don't know. You know, he's just a lot of drama, and I think he loves football too much to not play. But I don't know that it's going to be helpful for him to be, you know, thinking about so many other things off the field when he's supposed to be playing football. I don't believe in Alshon Jeffrey, whether it's because of injury or just because of inconsistency. Eric Ebron obviously had his like little blow up last year, but and I think the Colts are going to be better this year, so he's an intriguing tight end to me. And then, you know, nothing special, pretty standard with your Patriots defense and kicker. So
yeah, I actually really like the Pats defense. I think they're pretty underrated every season, but like I feel like every season they're pretty close to the top 10, and I think a lot of it has to deal with the division. Like, they play against the Bills, the Jets, the Dolphins. And so they have at least, like, eight easy games. And so I think the Pats defense is always super solid. Jared Goff I'm excited about because he is a really good player. And if Todd Gurley isn't as healthy as people think, then he'll have more opportunity to throw the ball. And so I think that's exciting. Saquon is going to be solid. Yeah, like all of us, you took David Montgomery a little bit earlier than us, and yeah, we're all jealous. So I think he's a great player, hoping great things for him. Kerryon Johnson, I am not high on. Obviously, he's gonna be hopefully better than last year, but I just think Detroit plays in such a hard division. It's probably the hardest division in football. The Bears are so good against the run. The Vikings are pretty good against the run as well. And if the Packers are good still, they'll get really ahead. And, you know, you can't run from behind that well. So I think Kerryon Johnson is a little bit questionable, but I think he's a great talent. So we'll see what happens with that. I also really like Duke Johnson on the bench, actually. He'll obviously be the catching running back for Houston. But Lamar Miller has not been stellar. He's been solid, but he's not been anything impressive to write home about. So I think Duke Johnson has some potential here too as well, because the offense should be pretty dynamic. And if Duke Johnson can carve out a bigger role, he could be a good player. Yeah. Oh, I see you have Lamar Miller as well. So you got the whole backfield. Yeah. So, yeah.
And you got Lamar Miller really late. So
I honestly like
your bench too. And I just noticed that I have you third, and you and Brian have you a little bit lower at 6-7. Mm-hmm. I think your team is super solid.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think, just going through a couple of my picks on my bench, let's start there. Curtis Samuel and Anthony Miller, I think, are just possible kind of quote-unquote breakout candidates. I don't think they're going to go off like crazy, but I think they have some potential to do to possibly move up to that flex position. But yeah, David Montgomery, I picked him up early. My brother and I were talking about it. I was watching the last preseason game. And I know we got wrecked, but Nagy just didn't start any of his starters, it seemed like. And I didn't see Montgomery out there. And so that was a really good sign for me that they planned on utilizing him a lot in the offense. And so I'm really excited to see kind of what his talent gets him. We'll see about that. Alshon Jeffrey was a kind of a panic pick for me, to be honest. But
like, yeah. A name I know.
Yeah, like, oh, he's up there. He has a high number. Yeah, but yeah, Eric Ebron was kind of I picked up a tight end really late. I picked up Eric Ebron just because I was hoping for Luck to be back, but it seems like the Colts aren't for sure about him being back by week one. I'm really hoping for it, and that's why I decided to go with him than any other tight end picks. But yeah, I think whether or not Andrew Luck is back would really affect if my tight end position is going to show up with any a decent amount of points. I went running back heavy just in my backfield as well. I wanted to pick. I really wanted Duke, but just in the chance that he wasn't going to be getting any targets and it was Lamar Miller, I wanted to make sure that I had Lamar Miller on there so I could possibly use him for like a running back too for bye weeks.
For sure.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's go up to the top three. Third player, we have Yunho.
We do.
Yeah, I said that's a weird.
All right, I'll read Yunho's lineup for us. Yunho has Baker Mayfield at quarterback. Running backs are Marlon Mack and Tariq Cohen. He's got T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins, and Tyreek Hill at wide receiver. O.J. Howard at tight end, Chargers defense, and then Jake Elliott at kicker.
Yeah, I can start Brian, off. Oh, yeah. Brian, you want to go for it?
Yeah, sure. Let's see. So for this one, Rob and Jones had Yunho pretty high at 4, and then I had him at 7th. So I was a little bit lower on his team. Let's see. First, I think his wide receiver is obviously super solid. He probably has the best wide receiver tandem in our league right now with Hopkins and Hill. But I am not sold in particular on his Colts players and his running backs in general. Marlon Mack is a player that I've owned for a couple seasons now. And I'm not too impressed with him. He's always seemingly injured. And also, he does not play a role on passing downs. It's a little bit frustrating. So if the Colts do end up behind in games, they're going to swap Marlon Mack out for Nyheim Hines most of the time. Tariq Cohen, there's been talks about the Bears actually lessening his load, which makes sense because he's a small boy in the big NFL world. Obviously a super dynamic player, but I feel like a player like him is probably suited for less than the 180 touches that he had last season. And T.Y. Hilton, he's a great player, but he's actually only finished in the top 10 wide receivers once, which is, I guess, not a big deal since he already has two wide receiver ones in DeAndre Hopkins and Tyreek Hill. So actually, that's not too big of a deal. I like Baker Mayfield. I was on the train last season where I owned him as a rookie, and I saw a lot of good things, but I saw a lot of bad things. And obviously, he was a rookie. He's probably going to improve into his sophomore season. He has a ton of more weapons. But there are still a lot of problems with Baker Mayfield. He tries to force a lot of balls. He makes a lot of mistakes still. But yeah, good player. I like his team.
Yeah. Yeah. We were both kind of waiting on each other.
Sorry about that.
All right, I'm up. Yeah, I think a lot of his players, like Tariq and Baker, are kind of, how do I explain? I'm hoping that they both play well, because I think they're both like fun players to watch, and because of that, and just their like based on their talent, I feel like they, if their team utilizes them in the way that they excel, I think they're gonna really be pretty consistent in their points. Even Tariq, even though he's, like you said, a dynamic player, I think he's been really showing what he's capable of. And I think they're going to design plays for him every game. T.Y. Hilton, same thing with Eric Ebron. He's it really depends on luck. If luck's not there, I don't really see him being that big of a help to the team. But if luck is back, then that's a big bump for T.Y. Hilton. DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill, yeah, that wide receiver core is scary to me. And so I'm really expecting some like 2-3 touchdown games for some of these players. And that's why I had Yunho so high. And I think just in his backfield or his bench as well, he has Kareem Hunt, who's suspended for a while. But if Yunho can sustain 3 quarters into the season, then with Kareem Hunt back, that's just going to give him the extra boost in the playoffs. Extra boost to get to the playoffs even. And so I really like, and he has Andrew Luck as well. So if Andrew Luck is back, he has both Baker and Andrew Luck on his team. I think Yunho has potential to, I saw Yuno's team being a very big potential for a playoff position.
Yeah, I think with my rankings, I had Robin at 3 and Yunho at 4. And honestly, you could convince me to kind of flip-flop those with Robin having one of my favorite running back, you know, crews. And then Yunho's team, obviously, it's the wide receivers that stand out. you know, with a healthy T.Y. Hilton, I think the Colts are going to be good this year. I don't know why I feel that way, but I just feel like they're going to be a really solid team this year. And if Andrew Luck is healthy and comes back from this ankle casting, fine. I think he could have the number one and two wide receivers in DeAndre Hopkins and Tyreek Hill, and then another top 10 in T.Y. Hilton. Like, he could literally have three top 10 wide receivers. I was very, very torn because I would have picked Hopkins over OBJ. And then I was torn between OBJ and Tyreek Hill. And I just, you know, wanted to take the shot on Odell. But I really do think that he has a chance of having the top two receivers this year. Again, not super excited about his running backs. I think Marlon Mack will be fine. I think Tariq Cohen could be surprisingly really, really, like, not involved in a big way. And so the part that saves Juho's team for me on the running back side is his bench. He's got some of my favorite bench stashes in our league. Like you said, Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny. Again, I don't think he's going to beat at Chris Carson, but if he does, it's a good stash. Latavius Murray could be the Mark Ingram to the Alvin Kamara duo. And Chris Godwin, I think, is a great stash, like potential sleeper too. So I really do like this team up and down.
Yeah, overall, I think he, yeah. I don't know why you had him so low, Brian, but I think, you know, he's making, if he plays well, and I think he definitely has to kind of make some trades and pickups to make sure that his running back positions are sustained. But he has a very good chance of making to the playoffs, and that's why I had him so so high.
Yeah, I think obviously I have Nick Chubb, so I'm a little biased, but I don't think Kareem Hunt will be a big factor this season. Obviously, 10 weeks is a very long time to stash someone on your bench. I think it's very likely that Kareem Hunt gets dropped in the middle of the season and is, you know, on the waivers for fantasy leagues. And also, you know, if Nick Chubb is playing really well for 10 weeks, I don't think teams will suddenly decide, hey, let's change up our workloads. You know, let's change up our carry distribution. Yeah. I feel like if Nick Chubb is playing well for 10 weeks, you know, they're going to continue to give it to him. So I think I'm not too high on Kareem Hunt. But, yeah, overall, I like his team. It's just his running backs are a little concerning.
Yeah, man, Nick Chubb is kind of, people have been hyping him up lately, so I'm excited to see what he does in the season as well.
Which transitions us great to our next team, You're in Trouble.
Yeah, You in Trouble. Yeah, we got Brian in second place in our consensus rankings with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, no, you want to do it, Brian?
No, you take it away.
No, you got to do it. Show off your team, okay, man.
My QB is Aaron Rodgers. I got David Johnson, Nick Chubb, and Damian Williams as my running backs. I got Thielen and Cooks as my receivers. Jordan Reed as my tight end. The Browns defense. And Empty as kicker.
Oh, dude, Empty's so good.
So good.
So, yeah, what do you guys think? Johnny, what do you think of my team?
Yeah, honestly, I almost put you at 10th because you don't have a kicker.
It's a big deal.
Kickers win championships.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Or they kick you out of the playoffs. We know.
Yep. Too soon. honestly, I'm looking at your team, and your bench is so interesting because it has so many names that we're used to seeing as starters. And then some names that are really, really lesser known. That I was trying to get, like Daryl Henderson and Justin Jackson. I think both of those guys could have really, really significant roles this year, depending on how the people in front of them do. So I think that your team is really solid in the starting lineup. And the thing that makes you a top two team is that you have a really solid starting lineup and you have a really deep bench. In your starting lineup, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, wow. They changed his little picture and he's got his little porn stash now. That's terrible. That is terrible. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, obviously, I think he'll be solid. I'm really, really high on DJ this year with Kyler Murray coming in and kind of bringing new life to the offense. I think that David Johnson will also see a year where he goes back from being, you know, a fringe top 10 to really being one of the top running backs. Nick Chubb could have a really good season. And I really like Damian Williams as well. Again, I think that the Chiefs offense in general is going to slide back a little bit and regress. But I do kind of half believe that idea that whoever they kind of plug in at running back is going to have some production and have some touchdowns and all that because of how, you know, high powered the offense is. And then Thielen and Cooks are solid wide receivers. So, yeah, I think there's nobody on your team that I feel like a lot of hesitancy about. And then on your bench, I feel like you've got a lot of solid stash moves like Josh Gordon, who is appealing his suspension. AJ Green, obviously, is we're used to seeing him as a starter, but the Bengals are going to be terrible this year. And so having him as a backup is pretty great. Marvin Jones, and then Daryl Henderson, Justin Jackson, Dalvin Thompson are all good. People to stash on the bench.
Yeah, no, I think you summed that up pretty well. Overall, just very well-rounded team. I have no complaints about anyone on your starting lineup other than Aaron Rodgers. I just don't know how if he'll go back to just because I don't know if he'll go back to what he used to be. I've been arguing with my brother about that, just going back and forth about how good he's going to be. But I don't know. I'm hoping he is because I think there are a lot of players on the Green Bay Packers that have potential to do really well this season if Aaron does well. But we'll really see about that. But yeah, like Joni said, I just don't have any complaints about any of these players. I had Adam Thielen last year. He was just like so consistent and just putting up high numbers, and I don't see that regressing. Brandon Cooks on the high-powered Rams offense. Jordan Reed, I think that might be we might not see as many points as some people might expect, but yeah, I don't have any problems with that as well. You just need to pick up a kicker, man.
Yeah, I think my weak spot is definitely the tight end defense and kicker spot. But it was so hard to draft Aaron Rodgers, man. Not because I think he'll be bad this year, but man, I just don't like drafting Green Bay Packers players. And I've like rarely drafted any Green Bay Packers in our like 10 years standing as a league. That's probably a mistake on my part because Green Bay Packers players tend to score a lot of points. But I don't like their players. But nothing personal. I'm hoping a lot of big things for my running backs. Like Joni was saying, David Johnson on a new offense, new quarterback. I'm hoping he gets back to a fantasy glory. Nick Chubb, he was the running back 15 last season, and he didn't play 6 games, essentially. So I'm really hoping for big things from him, too. And then Adam Thielen and Cooks, I think they're both solid. I think they actually – I probably do think they both regressed from last year. But I'm hoping they can just hold the fort until I get some clarity on like players like AJ Green, Josh Gordon, and et cetera. So yeah, that's it.
At the risk of extending our podcast any longer, Daryl Henderson, what do you guys see? There's been a lot of talk about him, and you know, with Todd Gurley, with his arthritic knee, what do you see Henderson's involvement this season?
Well, for me, I have no idea. I honestly don't have any idea. I feel like the Rams have been pretty mum on the Todd Gurley situation, but I feel like at the end of the draft, if I have space, like this is an amazing situation, opportunity to be in, might as well just take a flyer.
Dude, and I'm reading more about Daryl Henderson right now. And in college, he averaged almost 9 yards per carry, even though he's like tiny. Right. So, you know, it's college and there's a huge difference. But he's got some track record to show that he can play. The Rams traded up to get him in the 3rd round this year. And so, you know, teams don't usually trade up to get a guy and then not use him at all, like the Bears and David Montgomery. And so he's also small. He's like 5'8", but he's a big boy, 208 pounds. That's my height plus 55 pounds. That's a lot of weight. I think I'm not a Todd Gurley believer, which means that I think, you know, in, like an extension of that is that I have to be a Daryl Henderson believer. So it's kind of where I'm at.
Awesome. All right, let's move on to first but not least. We got Matthew's team. Any of you guys want to list off his players?
Matthew.
Yeah, good job, Matthew.
Preseason champion.
Dude, Matt, I think this is maybe the first time you've ever been preseason champion. I'm just saying, he had a really good draft.
His analyst,
really
Robert,
good. I know all your roommates this year must be like NFL gurus now. I'll read his team off for us. At quarterback, he's got Cam Newton. At running back, he's got Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, and Sony Michel. Wide receiver, he's got Mike Evans and Robert Woods. Jared Cook at tight end, Jags defense, and Greg Zuerlein at kicker. Mm-hmm. Robin, you want to start us on this one?
Yeah, his running back core is scarier than mine. Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, and Sony Michel. I mean, Sony Michel, I wouldn't say is that like surefire, but just seeing McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook right there, that scares me a lot. Just with McCaffrey's performance last year and Dalvin Cook, as long as he stays healthy, right, he's going to be, I don't want to go against him, you know what I mean? Mike Evans, he's just like his body type. And just like how he plays the game, I don't think like it doesn't really matter what team he's on. It seems like he's gonna do well, and he's such an end zone threat that he's gonna be racking up points. Robert Woods, I know you said that you have Cooper Kupp higher than him, but even if Cooper Kupp is the wide receiver one, I don't see there being that big of a difference in points. Meaning, all the wide receivers are going to get their fair share of points and touchdowns. On his bench, Allen Robinson, the wide receiver one on the Bears, unless hopefully Anthony Miller, since I have him, outshows him. But yeah, Allen Robinson, I know he hasn't been utilized as much just due to injuries and things like that, but he's a wide receiver one on a potentially high-powered offense this year. Austin Eckler, if Melvin Gordon does stay out, then he's going to be sharing plays with Justin Jackson. So that's definitely a nice duo to have on his bench as well.
We have our first two defense team, actually. I just realized. apparently it works. So this is the running back duo that I actually had last year. And I was like thinking to myself before the draft, I was like, I really want to get them back because I feel like this is the year that they both play well, but I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Dalvin Cook and Sony Michel, they'll both be amazing until they get hurt. Hopefully they don't get hurt, but you know, the track record has been so good. Sony Michel will definitely finish with like 10 touchdowns if he stays healthy the whole season. Dalvin Cook is just a beast. Unfortunately, I play Matthew week one, and so they'll both be healthy. But it's okay. We'll see what happens. I really like his team also because he has basically no holes in his roster. At tight end, Jared Cook will probably be solid. Jaguars defense will probably be solid. Greg Zuerlein, obviously a great kicker. Christian McCaffrey and Cam Newton is a very interesting spot in his lineup for me. Christian McCaffrey is obviously amazing last year, but he really exploded towards the end of the season where Cam Newton was injured. And so I'm going to be curious, and that makes a little sense because Cam Newton does vulture away a lot of scores. He does make a lot of plays on his legs on his own. So I'm interested to see how it plays out if they're both healthy and playing at the same time again. But it shouldn't be a problem. And Cam Newton, I feel like he'll probably be still really good. So I'm excited for this team.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking at it, Robin, you say that his running backs scare you more than yours. I would disagree. I think you do have my favorite running back trio, and his is, you know, probably number two for me. The thing that kind of brings Brian and Matt into my one and two rankings are that they have really well-rounded teams. But, you know, for all the rave that Dalvin Cook gets, I actually just looked it up because I was kind of mentally on the Dalvin Cook hype train too. And I just looked him up, and, you know, he's had some injury issues. He's played four games in his first season and 11 games last season. And in 11 games last season, he only had two touchdowns and they were both in the same week. And so he hasn't had a, you know, even close to top 10 running back finish ever. Granted, he's only played two seasons, but So I think part of me is still on the Dalvin Cook is going to be good train, but historically I'm like, wow, I feel like I got kind of pulled into the hype on him more than actually like his hype being proven, if that makes sense. Christian McCaffrey, I think I'm less worried than you are, Brian. Sony Michel, the thing that worries me always about, you know, Patriots running backs is you never really know what's going to happen from beginning to end of the season. I do think he will probably has a great chance of keeping that spot. But the reason he fell behind your team, Brian, for me is that I do have some concerns. Sony Michel, I'm concerned about a little bit. Mike Evans is on a really terrible team. He's a really great talent. And Jameis Winston loves chucking the ball at him. But Robert Woods is going to be a solid wide receiver. So I think his team is super well-rounded. I wouldn't be surprised, though, okay, is hot take number one of the season, if our number one preseason team ends up not making the playoffs. I think there are many, many ways that could happen. It could be that Carolina sucks and Cam Newton and McCaffrey have a lot of regression. It could be that Dalvin Cook, you know, as we've seen, is actually not that good and, you know, ends up just kind of being a mediocre running back. Sony Michel can lose spot, whatever it is. Right now, I think that his team is a top three team. I just wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the season he drops out of the playoffs.
Yeah, anything can happen. I can see it.
Well, that's a good place to end with anything can happen. No matter where your rankings are right now, it's all about the trades, all about what happens in the season, what happens on the field. You never know with injuries, with with players just breaking out. I'm really excited to see what this season holds for us, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
I'm pumped, and Brian and I are going to live together, so we're going to be talking fantasy football all the time.
And we're going to collude. I mean, cooperate. I mean, you know, just play.
Yes. We're just going to share our teams.
Yeah. No biggie.
Now, after that, if you guys don't win first and second, that's pretty sad.
And if we do win first or second, y'all are going to be chirping at us all day long. So.
All right. So that does it for us for this episode. Check back in 2 weeks, I think, when we will have our predictions for week one of fantasy football season 2019.
Woo!
All right.
Week
see you guys.
Coming at you soon.
Yeah. See you guys then. Thanks for joining us.
See ya.
I'm just thirsty.